Corliss, brother and sister. Sunnyside, Avondale, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 6, 1896. Dear brother and sister Corliss, Willie tells me you have written to him that you have decided to go to America in a few weeks. I cannot think he will do this, for this has been done once and greatly hurt your influence. You have gone to the very field you have been pleading for years to work, and now you are in that field where you have so much desired to labor. Why not be patient and wait and watch and pray? Let not your impetuous spirit drive you hither and thither and yon. I meant to have written you ere this, but the cases I have mentioned have caused me such suffering of mind, I could not feel free to write to anyone, except to the very ones who must be labored for now. I do not relate all the particulars, for I cannot. I have not strength. But this piece of information has made it a necessity to write to you. I advise you not to go to America. You have followed your own desire in choosing your own field, and if it is hard and discouraging, the victory will be the more decided. I hope you are not going to America for the reasons you have given, to finish the education of your children. From the light the Lord has been pleased to give me, Lulu has another kind of education, far more essential than more of the same which she has had. That is to be a daughter in every sense of the word, to help her mother, who greatly needs a caretaking helper, one who will feel the burden and learn household duties, which will perfect her education as nothing else will. Your son chooses to do as he pleases, notwithstanding he makes it very sad and distressing for you and his mother. He wills to please himself until his reaping shall be such a bitter experience that he shall choose another way. I beseech of you not to let him drive you from place to place to get him under more favorable circumstances, for he will carry the same willful, stubborn spirit. The same evil angels will he meet in any other place, because these evil angels see they can annoy you and drive you to distraction. I cannot write all I desire. Wait until I send you another letter, written but not copied. I write in much distress of mind. I have a few moments more and will say, don't rush. Do not let the enemy rush you. Last night I was shown in my dream a man with his hand upon your shoulder saying, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 10. Wrestle not yourself out of the hands of your Savior. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 20. You must not let your children lead or drive you to make hasty moves without light or counsel of God. The Lord is your leader. Your boy can never have a more favorable position and surroundings than he had here, but he became a teacher to others, to smoke, and to be reckless of rules. This could not be if he was put to some trade to use his physical powers to taxation. It would close a door of temptation for him. It was the example he was giving others that made it a necessity to separate him from the school. Sin lies at his door, and I beg of you not to move wildly. Go to God, rest your case with God, and he will help you. In much love,